collaborative,
part of the community. The next idea. When we really see each other, we want to help each other.
One of Henry Ford's most famous quotes about the Model T was, "Any customer can have a car painted any color he wants, so long as it is black." And that pretty much sums up the traditional relationship between companies and consumers. In other words, to borrow from Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. But that dynamic is changing. Today's contributor to The Next Idea thinks that we're moving towards build it with them, and they are already here. Venkat Ramaswamy is a professor of marketing and computer and information systems at U of M's Ross School of Business. It is really good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
You believe that there is a major transformation coming in the way that we approach our relationships with businesses and eventually with government and even with each other. One of the things driving this is our expectations as customers are changing a lot. What's different now?
So if you go back over the last 10 years, you've seen with the advent of the web, a lot of new ways by which people can now stay informed. It's been about 10 years since we've had YouTube. Then we have a lot of the social media tools today. The iPhone arrived on the scene in 2007.
With cameras.
That's right. And so all of a sudden, it allows individuals anywhere in the globe to not just participate, but actually express themselves in new ways. So it's not just text now, it's audio, it's video. And these are all new forms of not just interaction, but actually communication. And so it's actually changing the way people can get informed, the way they can now start to share their experiences, and actually bring their perspective of kind of value, if you will, to the table.
So we begin to expect that we can express our views and our opinions.
Yeah, so going back to the Henry Ford quote, and, you know, that was valid for the time in which we were in, which was the industrial age, where companies built goods and services, and they tried to segment markets. They thought about different variants of the products. And we were over at the other end as passive recipients of what they had to offer. And that went on for a while. And, you know, companies would do their best to try to get inputs from customers and so on. But now the whole kind of the tables have turned because all of a sudden we have customers like you mentioned in the beginning who are not only now because of these tools being able to be informed, but they can have a voice, they can express themselves, whether or not companies hear them. There is kind of like a broad platform out there to actually share our experiences.
Just like a tiny example, when I recently took a flight and I was especially impressed with the Delta gate agent. Very impressed with how she handled things. So I tweeted at them. And I'm kind of a newbie at Twitter, but I did tweet at Delta so-and-so, gate so-and-so, and they tweeted right back. I was giving a thumbs up, and I heard right back. And there was kind of a little charge that I got from being acknowledged by the big company.
Right. So now, taking your Delta example, there's a key point here, which is that this is not about us as a company, or Delta in your example, versus them, the consumer. And that's very important because it's not that the them is getting more empowered. If you step back, it is really this new opportunity where the so-called them, they have new capabilities. But the us also has new capabilities. Delta also has new capabilities. So it's really changing the way we engage with each other in a way that's not just win-win, it's win-more. And so that's at the heart of what I call co-creation, which is essentially creating this value together, but through experiences. So going back to your Delta example, Delta has done a lot today where they make a lot of things transparent, like the wait list at their monitors. The more they can do that, the less will you go up to the gate agent and keep asking for, you know, what happened to my upgrade, or, you know, I want to change my seat, et cetera. So the more you can facilitate that, it actually helps the company spend less time, and so they incur less cost trying to satisfy you, because a lot of these things can be done using other media. And, you know, in this case, you know, through devices, especially as people now have mobiles, it offers them a channel of communication interaction. But the point is, it has to be two-way. So it's not just originating from the company to the customer. It can also go from the customer to the company, but also customer to customer as well. And so the idea that communities are going to play a very important role moving forward is very important for organizations to understand.
You call this concept co-creation, and you're one of the pioneers of this idea. And in your essay, you use the example of Nike's running platform called Nike Plus Running. Give us a sense of of how that works and how this really embodies your concept of co-creation.
Sure. So far we have talked about certain kinds of platforms implicitly. When you said you tweeted about your Delta experience, mm-hmm. if you look at the company's perspective, that is in terms of the customer kind of communicating with the company and other customers. And a lot of companies are starting to do that. But in the Nike example, what is interesting, and there are lots of other similar examples, companies are also starting to change the way they think about offerings. So in the past, it was just a product, or Delta would offer you the service. In the case mm-hmm. of Nike, you know,
here's our
the
shoes.
Example of here's the shoes, right? Yeah. Running shoes.
Yeah.
But today, what they've done is they've said, well, there's the shoe, and for certain sports like soccer and basketball, you know, the shoe is a very important artifact in your sports experience. But today, they also have specific apps from Nike which help you, for example, train for that particular sport. So it's not just the shoe; it's a shoe plus. Now, they've gone one step further. In the case of running, for example, what they're actually doing is offering you not just just the shoe, but saying the platform is the offering. And what do I mean by that? The platform is essentially a place where the whole community of runners can get together, so where you can interact personally or collectively. It's up to you. So, for example, you can interact with a trainer, a coach. You can interact with other runners in the mm-hmm. community. So what they're trying to do is to provide this platform, or this place, if you will, or environment might be a better word, where essentially the value comes from the interactions that people have around the running experience and kind of what it means in the context of what you're trying to do. Are you trying to train for a marathon? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, what are your goals? So in that context, they provide software that helps you get more meaning out of the data. But a lot of the meaning also comes from talking to other people about it mm-hmm. and sharing it with other people.
I've seen that. A friend of mine is a runner who lives in Virginia, and I will see her, not you know, cheer me along as I run. It goes up on Facebook, and then you see her track, and I know it's through that Nike platform. What does Nike get out of this? Because it's a two-way street.
That's right. So if you go back to, again, your Henry Ford quote, mm-hmm. and even Nike has been in the same boat, Nike hasn't had the opportunity to actually interact with its customers in this kind of continuous fashion over time. If you look at the traditional model, cars were sold through dealers, and it comes to the customer. There's hardly any opportunity to interact with the customer. You've sold the car, and you know, off you go and drive the car. Mm-hmm. Same with Nike. You get the shoes, you put it through retail channels, you buy the shoe.
Might be a few focus groups just to
see. Yeah, so it kind of ends with that kind of sale and maybe that sale experience.
Point of purchase.
Yeah, but nothing happens after that. But today, actually, it's kind of exactly the opposite. That whole space of experiences has now become kind of center stage for Nike, and saying there's a lot of value that we can create mm-hmm. from there. So going back to your question, Nike can obviously keep in touch with the runners on a daily basis. They can see kind of what matters to people, assuming that they provide forums where people can share what matters to them. And so Nike does that. And there are lots of other companies, like Starbucks provides a platform called My Starbucks Idea, encouraging people to share their experiences of, mm-hmm. you know, the coffee in the stores and what they would like to see. Maybe, you know, you want almond milk. So it provides this huge channel of kind of continuous inflow of what people would like.
This concept of co-creation is really in its infancy. Where do you see this going?
So I've seen this grow in terms of building, what I call private-public social ecosystems. And people are starting to tackle more complex issues using these principles. So what I see is that technology in general is kind of been facilitating this so far. And I think now that we have a critical mass of people who have mobile devices, and we have some maturity in terms of the broadband infrastructure, even though still a lot of people don't have access to the internet on a regular basis mm-hmm. worldwide. But, you know, the broadband penetration is getting there.
Yeah.
You're seeing the mobile phones reach that critical mass. With the result that now you have a lot of people who are building new tools. And I think to the extent that these tools are built with this kind of thinking in mind, and I think a lot of organizations are starting to see that, I think it can help create a better world in general, where people can participate more, they can collaborate more, they can be informed more, and you can start to see actions being taken by organizations that connect more with what I call the human experience. Because the human experience hasn't been the center of a lot of this mm-hmm. economic activity. It's more like it's an afterthought. So like you said before, your company's products, then you know they give you forms to fill, customer satisfaction, they're trying to connect. Now I think it's starting to change, and I think for the first time, I see the technology enabling this kind of humanization of value. Or at least that's the hope. Now, how things will turn out, Yes. We'll see.
Venkat Ramaswamy is a professor at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan, and you can find his essay on co-creation at the Next Idea page at michiganradio.org. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on co-creation. You can file those in the comments section underneath the essay or at Michigan Radio's Facebook page or, as always, on Twitter at Next Idea MI. Thank you so much.
Thank you.